Welcome to the Money Focus Podcast. I'm your host, Moses the Mentor. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about wealth wellness with Harmony Edwards. Harmony has carved a unique niche in real estate and life insurance, leveraging both of these platforms to achieve her personal goals and at the same time uplift her community with a passion for mentorship and team building. Her journey is nothing short of inspiring. So let's get into how she's redefining success and empowering others along the way. Let's go.
Thank you, Harmony, for joining Money Focus Podcast. I really appreciate it. And the first thing I want to ask you, just like all my guests, is to really break down your career journey and ultimately how you started your business. So the floor is yours.
All right. Well, I'm Harmony Edwards. I got into real estate investing back in 2017, pushing into 2018, right after I had my daughter. And what really sparked my interest is my attraction to real estate and my attraction to wealth building. So prior to real estate, I already had my life insurance license. So that's always been a way for me to help my community and to help families nationwide protect their family and also protect their assets and their income. A lot of different ways to look at life insurance, right? So I started to try to figure out what ways I could also enjoy what I do. I can't say that I necessarily love life insurance. It's a necessity, but it's not something that I'm passionate about, which really started to steer me in the direction of real estate, looking into assets and like where I wanted to be investing. I felt like I had a better understanding and a tangible object where stocks and crypto and Forex really wasn't something that I could understand. So where I appreciate those things and I delegate that out to other people, real estate had became my main focus.
And I love how you put like, hey, you know, life insurance, you know, I may not love it, but it's a necessity. So just real quick, can you kind of just let us know why life insurance is a necessity, not just because of the obvious when people pass away, but just, you know, how to actually protect your wealth? I think you said that, and that's something that a lot of people miss that I want to touch on really quick.
And I want to go into protecting wealth because some people think that because they're working a minimum wage job or they're not in investing or they don't own a home or maybe they don't even own their car yet, that they don't need life insurance, which is, you know, it's still a necessity for everybody. And it's a part of putting that leg forward to build wealth, right? Because in order to walk, you have to put one leg in front of the other. So in order to build wealth, it's the same process. You got to start somewheres. So with life insurance, you can start with a really small policy and you can begin to add on to that. So as your income grows, you can continue to add on to your life insurance policy. And the necessity goes into that cash value. So that's where I saw the benefit. You're able to put money away. It's a savings account, right? In a way. And if you pass away, your family is already having access to that, usually within 30 days. The reason I say it's a necessity is because a lot of times people will put into life insurance tax-free, right? And then they'll pull out of their cash value, say 10 to 15 years later, and use that to then buy real estate or to invest in a new car or in a lifestyle that they're able to provide. So I'm not going to go down the road of annuities, but life insurance partnered with annuities will protect you and provide you passive income for a long-term state. So that's why it's a necessity. And you can take advantage of life insurance when you're alive, right? Because it's life insurance. So you can live off of life insurance. You don't just need it. You don't just get it or need it when you're passing.
No, I appreciate you breaking that down. Because again, when I think life insurance, just me not being well-versed with it, you know, I'm thinking of it as a death benefit, something that will benefit my family. But I've had guests on that really talked about life insurance, and now you bring light to it as well. It's definitely something that myself personally, I need to dig into more, and I hope the audience understands. Like you said, it's life insurance. Enjoy while you're living, not death insurance. So appreciate that. So I'm sure you face obstacles when, you know, you've started your business and you began to grow your business. Can you talk a little bit about how you actually overcame some of the initial challenges with doing that in your business? Like, talk to us about that.
So I say that challenges, hurdles, obstacles, those are an essential component in in life development as well as in business development. It's something that you can't avoid. It's inevitable. Some people get it harder than others, right? It's, adversity hits everybody differently. Personal development was a huge part of being able to create my business and also help others through their business development. Just kind of learning the understanding of people, the way we think, the way we talk, and the way that kind of combines with each other has helped me to essentially overcome my own personal setbacks and to build my own confidence. I am in a sales industry. A lot of people that are in real estate aren't necessarily in sales. It's not a one-way street. And people that are in life insurance also, some of them don't have to do sales because they're jumping into a business where it's provided to them. Working through personal setbacks has also helped me to achieve meeting client expectations. And I think that in my mentoring program and with the agents that I work with that are on my team, that's something that we're constantly talking about. How can you partner just regular personal development, overcoming obstacles in your day-to-day life, even just discipline when it comes to getting out of bed on time and getting ready and getting out of the door so that you can make it to your first showing or to your first life insurance appointment? Or if you're running a cleaning business, you're making it to your first, you're making sure your crew is out and ready and there on time and following the schedule. So that personal setback of being, because I can say that I struggled with discipline. That was my biggest setback, which is something that I've applied to in my business daily. I know that I have to remain disciplined. So I have certain things that I do that benefit me in my personal life that also is shown and highlighted in my business development.
Yeah. I mean, you can take a setback and, you know, sulk about it and not grow from it. But it sounds like you said, hey, I need to push forward. I need to find an alternative. You know, you just didn't give up. And that's part of the reason why I started this show is because I want to give people options with their money. Like everybody, even if you wanted to be a doctor, I mean, everybody is not talented enough to be a doctor. It's just, every, you know, people have unique talents and skills that, you know, it's great for someone to take the time and understand what's best for them and not trying to appease what other people want for them, because you can be very successful. And that's leading to my next question as far as personal brand. You know, I see, you know, I ran across your page. I mean, you have over 100,000 followers, you know, so your personal branding is obviously unique. It's obviously working. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, what are some strategies for someone who's building a personal brand that actually works, especially on social media?
So I can say the strategy that works for me is just keeping it real. And I think that a lot of people, like my clients, they'll say that. What, that's like the testimonial I get, right? I don't share it because it's just such a simple thing. They're just like, we loved Harmony. She kept it real the whole time. And I'm like, okay, thank you. That's been the motto in my business and in my content. So when I'm dealing with struggles, I've tried to open up. It's sometimes difficult to, publicly say you're going through something or publicly admit that you failed at something, and that you're recouping and rebuilding through that process. But I think that's what a lot of my followers engage with because they've seen me go through trials, tribulations, and then overcome that, and then also document it through the process. So I'm saying, here, this is what's happening. This is what's going on in my life. And I've just kept it real. Another way that I think it, as a real estate agent, because a lot of people focus on their one topic. And I've had coaches, and maybe this is a failure that I haven't acknowledged yet, but I've had coaches tell me that I need to develop more on my target audience, and where I've said a lot of times that I feel like my target audience is everybody because I feel like everybody can take from the information I'm giving. They're like, you need to target sellers. You need to target buyers. You need to target people who are looking for life insurance. And I'm like, well, everybody's a seller and everybody's a buyer and everybody needs some life insurance. So why don't I just target people that like me for who I am? I went through the phase of doing goofy, they're goofy for me because I can't dance, right? Goofy dancing videos, which I think people resonated with and they enjoyed, even though it wasn't great. It didn't look good, right? I don't think it looked good. And nobody commented and said, oh my God, that looks great. You're a great dancer. but I also dropped my nuggets on those. So I was hitting trending videos, staying consistent with it, really embarrassing myself at some points to figure out what worked for me and what didn't work for me. I realized quickly that the dancing people didn't really care if I danced or not. I could sit in front of this bookshelf and just talk to the camera and it was going to resonate and people were going to take the information. So it's really about figuring out what your audience is looking for. And then I know a lot of people, I say it too, to the people that I'm mentoring, find your target audience, because certain people do have a target that they're looking for. My target happens to be everybody, and I try to keep my content based around everybody. I homeschool my daughter, so there'll be random times where I'm posting videos of us doing schoolwork, us traveling, a little bit of tips and tricks for homeschooling. I've mentored, you know, young women and young men that are coming through. Some of them are coming out of, lockup. They've been in jail and they're looking for ways to bridge the gap and make some money online. Maybe they're moms that are staying at home, or they're coming out of a domestic violence relationship where they're afraid to actually go out in public. So ways to educate them about opportunities online through work at home opportunities. Some things that I do a lot of research on, I might not participate in myself, but then I give back that information to the community. And that's just been my way of building up a strong following.
That's all great advice. And I need to take you up on that, because a lot of times, you know, I'll just have focus on my structured content, you know, about the business or what I'm trying to, you know, promote. But what I'm hearing more and more from you and other successful influencers and business people on social media is that the authenticity of just like your everyday life and vulnerable moments, that's something that actually resonates. Like for me, I'm like, oh, why would someone want to see that? You know, they want Moses the mentor. They want to know about the Money Focus podcast, but they might want to know that I'm going to my daughter's tuba concert.
Yes.
So, you know, those are the things that I have to be more comfortable and understand that, hey, I'm expressing, it might be a business, it might be a podcast, but people want to gravitate to the creator themselves, like, and say, okay, I know Moses, you know, I can see why he has this passion. So I'm definitely going to start posting more personal pictures and just, you know, even me and my wife, you know, me and the kids, you know, things like that.
They start to connect with you on another level. And that also builds trust.
It makes perfect sense.
Who are you?
I got to get out of my
own way. I want to know who you are.
I know. Hey, I'm going to give it to you. I want to ask you a question about wealth mindset. What's your opinion? What's your stance on approaching someone's mindset and how to actually approach it to actually build wealth in their life?
We'll be back after a quick break.
If you enjoy the show and would love to be a supporter, head to the episode description and click the link so that you can become a supporter of the show. For as low as $3 a month, with no commitment and cancel anytime, you can contribute to the success of the show and making sure it's sustainable for years to come. I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much. Back to the episode.
Approaching their mindset, I guess, is first to figure out where their guards are. Because a lot of the times people are guarded and they have set beliefs. And we're taught these beliefs through our life, right? That's the way the system is set up, is to teach us how to be employees. And I'm not saying being an employee is anything that's bad, because there's a lot of people that excel in their careers, but they don't teach us how to leverage ourselves, our mindsets, our talents to build wealth, right? And to create wealth. So a lot of the times people think it's a lucky draw. Like, you were just a lucky person. Oh, yes, I was in English class with this girl, but she just got lucky. She was really smart. She was the valedictorian of the class, you know. So different reasons, they find excuses, not only for themselves of why they can't reach success, but then they find excuses of why other people made it to success. And they might even have like hate or some envy towards these people. So like, my first thing is to figure out in their life and in their minds, what is blocking them? And I do that usually just by conversation. I let them talk to me about what they've got going on, why they believe they are where they are. I ask them who their mentors are or who their role models are. A lot of times they don't have mentors yet, or they haven't had mentors, or it was a high school coach, or, you know, a music teacher in second grade. You know what I mean? So it's not people that have stuck with them through life. So that's my first approach, is to find out what is blocking them, where the guard is, and then to start to build a way for them to overcome that, usually through affirmations, which some people think is like corny, but it actually works. So we'll work through affirmations, and then also just rebuilding their own personal confidence. Sometimes that's just with them getting on videos. I don't even ask them to send it to me. I'm like, record yourself for an hour, just talking to yourself about who you are, where you want to be, what your aspirations are, and then play it back to yourself. And then also vision, like envisioning yourself. So vision was something that I learned through. It's something that I use in homeschooling with my daughter, just envisioning yourself at that place that you want to be at. So I can remember making a vision board in 2019 of the car that I'm driving now. And then like literally laying down and picturing myself in that car, you know what I mean? And driving that car, and what it would feel like when my clients saw me pulling up to their houses in this car. I also started to envision myself through other people. So I looked at people online, per se. I found the people that I resonated the most with. And even if I couldn't afford their mentorship programs, which I did invest a lot of money back into mentoring programs, I watched them like a hawk. I watched their YouTube videos. I watched the way they walk and talk on Instagram. I watched their stories. I bought their books, and then put myself in their place. So that aligning yourself with the vision, not only having the vision, but then aligning yourself to make it towards that vision, is something that I always talk about with the wealth mindset. You have to be able to picture yourself there before you can ever get there. And if you don't ever think you're going to make it, you can't make it there. I also learned that in track. I remember my track coach, he was like, you want to jump 5 feet? I was doing the high jump. And I remember I kept clearing 4.9, but I couldn't get 5 feet. And I really wanted to do 5.3, because 5.3 was I would have beat the record of 5.2. So my goal was 5.3. I was like, I got to clear 5.3. And I had a coach that was like, you need to picture yourself clearing it. Just like stand here, stare at it and focus until you're imagining yourself jumping it. And I did that. I remember I'm like, this is stupid, but I did it. And I stood there and I pictured myself jumping it. They set it to 5 feet and I cleared it. And I remember getting up like, oh my God, that was awesome. And I always look back to that moment, like it was that vision of me doing it that got me there. And then that's essentially gotten me through everything in life. So I was wholesaling real estate before I was a real estate agent. I never pictured myself being a real estate agent, never wanted to be a real estate agent. Through the course of just the way the market was and the network I started to build through wholesaling, I imagined myself being this really big time real estate investor. Right? So okay. That was a part of my vision along with the car. I have the car. I'm not yet at the level of investing that I'd like to be at. But I then backtracked the steps. So what could I do to get to this level? Getting my real estate license and then selling my own flips. That was one of the steps that I thought would save me thousands of dollars, essentially. And I was really good at sales. So eventually selling my own places became selling other people's places, and kind of like a ripple effect into building the team and working it out that way. So in the mindset approach, it's really affirmations, how you talk to yourself, how you think about yourself, and how you see yourself. That's my approach with mindset. And I call it wealth wellness. So creating wealth wellness is, you know, creating that wellness within ourselves and that belief system within ourselves.
All of those are great, you know, and I try my best to incorporate that. Like right now I'm in my conference room and I have like all my money targets in front of me. I got pictures of properties that I want to purchase over time. Like we keep the visual constantly around us of the things that we want to achieve, my wife and I. So I definitely get that for sure. Because to the listeners, like if all you do is, you know, talk yourself out of success, you will not be successful. Oh, I can't do it because I can't do this and I'm this and I'm that. You have to make sure that you are putting your mind, like your mind is so powerful. Like, you know, your mind has to be able to see these things and feel these things so that it can materialize in your life. Now, but another thing you said, though, is working backwards. So you can't just have these goals, but not have a plan. Because I had heard this and it resonated with me to this day, where someone had said, a goal without a plan is a wish. So again, we were not little kids wishing for this stuff. We have to put a plan in place. We have to say, what's the next best action that I can take to help me reach $1 million or reach 10,000, whatever your target is. And you got to start working that, you know, and everyone can take a next step. Don't say I don't have, you know, I'm restricted because I don't have the money right now. Well, your next step needs to be, well, who do I need to get in front of that does have the money? You know, so it's always something you could be doing. You could be refining your pitch. You could be refining a business plan. That is free. I guarantee you got a pen and paper. It's a great chance you have a computer. So don't let that be an excuse as to why you haven't pushed yourself forward.
And really don't let anything be an excuse at any point, you know, when you find yourself having a limiting a belief, you just need to step back and say, basically, how can I switch this to a positive? So exactly what you said, oh, I don't have enough money to do this. What are the steps I need to take to get to the money? Or what are the things that I can do to just make that money? You know what I mean? If you have to go out and DoorDash, if you need $250, go out and DoorDash for 2 days and make the money up. So that you can invest it back in your business. But you have to take these little steps in order to make the big leap. And I guess like you have to eliminating negative beliefs and eliminating the excuses. So as soon as you make the excuse in your mind, you need to step back and say like, why am I even saying this to myself? And how can I reword it so that is a positive and it's not an excuse at that point?
Which, you know, falls into something that's near and dear to me. My name is Moses the Mentor, right? So you have a mentoring program, and I wanted to ask you about this before we even go into the details. What sparked and motivated your passions for mentorship? Was it because you had a great mentor, or was it the lack of a mentor that you said, hey, I want to give back and teach people so they don't have to make the mistakes? Or was it a combination of both? So talk to us a little bit about why and what motivated you to start a mentorship program.
It was a combination of both, for sure. I had great mentors, and I paid a lot of money to have great mentors. And I believe that in order to benefit my community, and I don't just say my community of like the local people that are here in Western Mass or in the Vineyard or South Florida, I mean like a community of people who are like-minded, essentially. So how can I give back to this community? How can I teach and propel others forward? Which in a sense, in a greedy sense, right, it all comes back, because how can I help? How can I sell real estate if I don't have buyers, if they're not knowledgeable enough and secure enough in their financial lives to purchase a home? How can I even, where's my target audience? You know what I mean? So, and it goes way beyond buying real estate, because real estate in my life, it's a huge thing. And I believe it should be a huge thing in everybody's life. But what I do believe is like the personal development side and the understanding the steps in the process to building wealth is really what is important. I started the mentorship program as a way to bridge a gap, essentially introduce people to a lifestyle that they're, you know, not normally familiar with or believe is intangible for themselves. And through that, also educating them. And at first I was charging really little bits of money, and I started to realize that I was, in a sense, becoming more of a therapist, right? A low income therapist than really a mentor, because a lot of the excuses, a lot of people weren't ready for the mindset. So what I did is kind of shifted that started doing free mentoring, which people were like, no, no, you need to do high ticket offers. So going against recommendation and advice of my coaches and my mentors that I need to do high ticket offers, my high ticket program became, helping individuals get their real estate license and their life insurance license. And then inevitably, they're on my team and they're receiving the mentorships for free. And then also doing small groups. So I do a small group of five people. Usually they're from Instagram and TikTok. I've gotten maybe one person from Facebook before, where I will post and I'll say, hey, I'm opening up my mentoring group. It's limited time. You have the next 4 weeks, the first five people that book, they're in the group and it's going to be closed off. And then I'll do a 90-day intensive program with those five people. And really, even if they do need therapy in the beginning, really be able to open myself up and help them and dive into what their specific needs are. Where at first I was doing $25 or $50 sessions and advertising that, and I'm getting 6 to 7 sessions a day, and those weren't return clients, you know. So they would ask me a few questions, vent to me about why they could never get into real estate or could never buy life insurance or could never start their own business. And I would just feel exhausted at the end of the call. So I started to really discipline myself. I'm like, I'm going to do it with these five people. We'll meet once a week. These are the scheduled times. And that's it. I can't do any more, but it's going to be free. And my goal is to essentially make them, and those are not people that are, you know, in my real estate team or on my life insurance team. These are just individuals maybe, you know, trying to change their own lives. That's just my give back, my charity. And essentially, and my hope is that it changes their lives and benefits them in like the long run.
Walk us through like the process for someone who's interested in signing up for your mentorship program.
So we have an application process, an interviewing process. There's a link on my Instagram page, Facebook, and TikTok that you can access the application. I also email it out to individuals. Sometimes I meet people and they, you know, at the grocery store and they might be interested and I'll give them a card and they'll email me. But basically you'll fill out the application form. It's a simple application. You kind of explain what your interests are, if it's real estate or life insurance. And then we kind of give you a call back pertaining to that interest. So it could be both. We have quite a few people that come in under the category of both, but some people are focused on one industry more than others. And then you're partnered with coaches on the team that are in that industry. So we have three coaches that are in the real estate industry, and I have six coaches that are in the life insurance industry. They're also active life insurance agents. And then we do one-on-one coaching with me once or twice a week. So that's through the application process, and that is also income-based. So you're getting free courses and you're getting free one-on-one and also access to a group, a private group. But through that program, you're also getting your life insurance and your real estate license. So there is some commitment where you have to commit to, you know, completing those programs. We do offer discounts for the classes, but you have to, you know, so the mentoring is free, but you will have to pay to get your license. You will have to pay for the actual testing portion of that. And once that's completed, you're, you know, fully involved in the licensing, and then you're doing sales as well. So we walk you through the sales training and everything else. The private sessions, it's closed off right now, but we are opening again in the 1st of May. We will open and the link will be sent out. Right now, I've only been doing through DM. So I have a few people that have asked me and they've sent me their emails in DM. So they'll get the link. And if they sign up, that's also an interviewing process. So we do a small application, a 15-minute interview on the phone. Five individuals are picked and selected through that interview process. And then we do a 90-day intensive programming with them. This does have a little bit of real estate and a little bit of life insurance, but mostly that mentoring program is for business development. And I do have real estate agents and life insurance agents that sign up and come into this program. They're not on my team, but they do it just to get some tips and tricks on how to excel themselves in their own business, as well as starting their own businesses. So that's a fun program that we offer. That is one-on-one with me. So that intensive program for 90 days. It's only me, and I do bring some people in for sessions where they'll teach a course or a segment, but it's primarily just one-on-one with me and the five individuals.
I think that's an amazing deal. So, you know, to be able to get the free mentorship, you know, if someone was going to get their real estate license anyway, you know, so now you have the ability to tap into you who've been super successful and also your team. I think it just makes perfect sense for anyone that's interested in real estate or insurance. So definitely, you know, hope the listeners take advantage of that opportunity. What aspirations do you have going forward? What does it look like for you in the next few years? What are some of the things that you're envisioning that you can share with us for your company?
So my goal is in the next 10 years to be a true national team. So we're not in every state yet. My brokerage is in every state, which is awesome, but I don't have teammates, let's say, all right, in every state. So I'm working to build that up. So my 10-year plan is to build the real estate and the life insurance team simultaneously, also doing my sales as I do along with the mentoring, but to within 10 years be able to kind of step back. I'm also in the process of getting my broker's license. So I'm not attempting to open up my own brokerage, but my goal is to be an associate broker under the broker that I'm with now, and be able to expand both of our businesses throughout Massachusetts and nationwide. And I've been just also doing some investments. So I have a group, Invest in Mexico group, which is also on Instagram. It's not my group. Kimba Garcia and Amanda Bell run the group. Actually, by spring, I plan to invest in Mexico with them and work on a few projects down there that I will say we're going to be real estate developments, but we'll see exactly which way they go. I'm hoping to do a hospitality project down in Mexico. So, yeah, my long-term goals is to align my team, continue to build the team and the brokerage that I'm with out, as well as build some passive income and work on my developing career. So I'm moving into developments and really want to do new construction and ground up business.
Nice. And I see it happening for you. So don't worry about it. You got it. You got the vision. I see it for you. So it's already in the bag. So good luck, even though you don't need it.
I appreciate it. So, Thank you.
No problem. Before we go, what final thoughts or piece of advice would you like to share with the audience? And also leave us again with your contact information, website, social media. Floor is yours.
So my take for your audience and for my audience alike is to continue to invest in your personal growth and align that with whatever you do. If that's if you're in entrepreneurship or if you're in your career journey, to just make sure that you are aligning the steps and the processes to make your life better and your life easier in the long run. And also, if you're looking to get your real estate license or your life insurance license, and or if you are already licensed, we are a growing team and we are looking for people to come into the team. And my biggest takeaway is to not focus on one industry. So even if that is where you are investing your time, your daily time and your motivation into, kind of make sure you're branching out and you're diversifying your investment strategies and investments, not only with money, but also your time and your mental capacity. Yeah. Sounds and my contact contact is at harmony.buyshouses on Instagram. And the website is realharmonyrealty.com. You can also get access to my ebooks and private coaching sessions if you're interested at harmonyedwards.pro. So it's a separate website, not necessarily for the insurance and real estate, but you can get a lot of ebooks and there's even free content on there that you can download. That again, that's harmonyedwards.pro. It's also linked in my Instagram bio. Yeah, I look forward to connecting and I hope we stay connected. Also have some great business owners that I think would align with your podcast that I think you should, that you should bring in, that I will send you.
Seriously, definitely do. I really appreciate it. And all the information that you provided, I'll definitely include it in the show notes. So audience, you know, don't hesitate. Look into the description. You'll find all the links there and connect with Harmony. So I appreciate it. And we're out.
All right. Thank you.
So Harmony, thank you again for taking the time to join the show. I'm sure the listeners learned a whole lot. Your dedication to mentorship is truly inspiring. You know, hence my name, Moses the Mentor. So I appreciate you being a great mentor for so many people in real estate and also life insurance. And to my listeners, before you go, make sure to tap into MosesTheMentor.com and also subscribe to Moses the Mentor on YouTube. I really appreciate your support. And until next time, keep grinding, keep shining. Peace. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Money Focus Podcast. And if you're a visual person, I have great news for you. You can head over to YouTube and head to my channel, Moses the Mentor, and you'll find every single episode there to watch. You can also look in the description of this video for a link. But again, you can watch this full episode on YouTube. Moses the Mentor, check me out.